Artificial portals. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I was scheduling the fourth part of Ari, the Irma Tiger for today, but I've been having some problems with the voice generator for Ari, so I decided to share artificial portals first, while I fix the issue. In my last video about portals, I explained the basics of why they occur naturally, all as the result of complex mathematical dynamics. In our experience, the real world, what we experience every day, looks like it has nothing to do with mathematics, and I know many people are even allergic to them. Yet, when understanding how reality at large really works, we come to find out that everything is mathematics. Everything that exists has characteristics like its speed and mass, as the result of the gravity that is generating it, and it all has mathematical values, which represent them in our computers and theoretical models. As explained in the previous video about portals, when the mathematical matrix of one location coincides with the one of another, they mathematically become the same place, at least in that small location within a larger field. That small location I am talking about would be the portal. All the mathematical values of any location are not fixed, as everything is the result of a complicated, ever-changing mathematical dance, where the values of any location will be the result of the movement within the values in all the locations which surround it. The mathematical cloth, for lack of a better word, that makes up a grid we call a matrix, will constantly change the values that form it, always with absolute numerical precision and through a length of time, and of course what generates those factors is consciousness, which gives everything a meaning, and transforms simple potential energy into something tangible, with attributes, something we can name. And of course, the very concept of potential energy itself is also an interpretation and a manifestation of consciousness as well. In more practical terms, we can also describe that same mathematical field or grid I was talking about above as an area with things in it, any group of things which can be found anywhere, any place. Each thing or object has its own shape, weight, and mass, which also affects all the other objects around it. For example, weight on a table strains its structure, which in turn also puts pressure on the floor through its legs, and so on. And if we move the objects on the table, all the effects, pressure points, and consequences will shift as well, and all this is what can be represented as values of mass and energy in a mathematical way. In the case of naturally occurring portals, there are areas in the material world which in certain circumstances become a mathematical and energetic match, with another area in another location far away, thus opening a tear in space-time, we call a portal, in which anything that moves into it will find itself in the other faraway location. Now, in the case of artificial portals, they are machines which force the area of their vortex, which is the entrance door, to match the one of the desired destination. Artificial portals serve as adapters, so the mathematical dynamics of the energy and mass of the initial area suddenly match the one of the destination, therefore opening a bridge between both locations. An artificial portal works with the same principle of a hyperspace drive engine, like the ones found in starships, where its engines envelop the entire ship in a high-energy electromagnetic toroid which forces all the energy frequency and vibration values, which define the ship, and its existential relationship with its surroundings, to match the one of its new destination, causing it to no longer be existentially compatible with where it was, and to suddenly become compatible with where it wants to be. Literally, a ship demanifests itself from its initial location to later re-manifest itself in the destination, This means that a ship is not traveling at all, it is only jumping from one place to another, simply by altering its mathematical existential, energy and mass values, all which can be controlled with utmost precision by the ship's navigation computer. This same effect is achieved with artificial portals, because it is the identical technology, but inside out. This is the difference. When a starship envelops itself in a high-energy cocoon shaped as a toroid, so it can change itself, change the frequency and vibration existential dynamics which define it, to stop being compatible with one location, and become compatible with existing in another. In the case of an artificial portal, the machine only changes the existential frequency and vibration of what goes inside its vortex, door, or mouth, without changing the portal's machinery itself. This means that the mechanism remains in the initial location, and what is transported to another is only what goes inside the machine. The machine is a high-energy, high-electromagnetic device, which generates a frequency and vibration concentration point inside its doorway, but does not affect itself. The concentration point is also achieved with toroidal-shaped energetical dynamics, just as starships do, where the inside vortex of the toroid is the artificial portal's doorway, where the returning energy flow dynamics of the toroid are guided through superconductor mechanisms within its outer rim, so as they do not affect the machine itself, as it does happen in the case of starships. As with the starships, a computer controls the exact frequency output of the machine, so the existential frequency and vibrational characteristics of what goes into it are changed to match the ones of the desired destination. And all this is basically achieved using only frequency modulation of the electromagnetic field the device is generating. As in the case of starships as well, the more dissimilar its intended destination is in its existential values of frequency and vibration, with the one of its initial starting points, the more energy the ship or device will need to achieve the opening of a bridge between both locations, or move itself to that location. There is another factor, which is the mass of the object the portal intends to jump to the destination, as heavier objects need more energy to move all its molecules' vibratory and frequency characteristics from the ones of its origin to the ones of the destination. Locations which are found in the same existential realm are rather easy to connect using portals, or directly jumping with a starship, as is the case of jumping from one planet in space to another, in their material world versions. Portals and starships do have the capacity to jump into another existential realm, such as the lower or higher astral, but with limitations. As I said above, a portal needs a lot of power to alter the mathematical and energetical structure of any object or person, so it matches another realm, as it must make them compatible with existing there, compatible mathematically and energetically, and this means that all the equations in energy and gravity flow that define its existence must mathematically fit into the cloth of the matrix which forms each realm. Connecting the lower astral to the material world is rather easy, nonetheless, as they are so close together, only a small change in frequency and vibration will cause something on the other side to jump into this material world. This small change in frequency is also manifested as a change in perception of the consciousness which is giving a meaning to the world it is experiencing, as a mirror of who they are vibrationally, and that is the same as saying who they are in their ideas, as ideas are vibrations. As I explained in my paranormal videos, the vibration we hold as people, our thoughts and emotions, make us compatible with places and situations, as well as compatible with perceiving, or seeing, things and entities which are not entirely in the material world, as well as being influenced by those, or us influencing them too. On Earth, where portal technology has not been perfected at least at an official science level, they use research facilities, such as particle accelerators, with all their fancy names, which I no longer can mention directly here, as excuses to test and run portals with very large energetical capacity. This to be able to cause a bridge between lower astral realms and the world of the living, with this, making entities which dwell there to be compatible with existing in the material world. Entities which have a very low, or poor, connection with Source, and therefore with no empathy, and no consideration for the needs of others, and who will stop at nothing to achieve what they want. This is the definition of a demon. As so many people say and realize, and I am glad about that, governments and all that control them from under the table do not spend billions and billions of dollars, or euros, just to move useless particles fast to see what they do when they crash. And you obviously do not need so much power to accelerate a tiny particle, which only has theoretical mass, because, at that scale, matter as such ceases to exist, becoming a wave of energy, rather than an object, as described by official Earth physics. Those large ring-shaped objects which are found in many places in the world, and which are under the disguise of being research facilities, are portals in reality. Artificial portals are very dangerous technological devices, as are starships with interstellar capacity, as well. They can be easily used for highly unethical reasons and intentions, as is happening on Earth now. Yet the reality you generate for yourself, the interpretation of the field you are manifesting, still depends on you and you alone, and on your like-minded friends. You are a powerful being that alters, stabilizes, and creates realities, so much so that the evil powers that be need to build such enormously complicated and expensive portal devices to counter what you manifest and which is against their evil interests. Stay strong out there, dear star seeds. This will be all for today. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.